Today, I want to challenge the quiet lie that God's word has failed. Because in your life, in Washington State, and in our public square, His word is still working, it's still cutting, and still accomplishing exactly what He sent it to do. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. Hey, I hope you are having a great day, whether you are driving into work right now or you're sitting on that couch having a cup of coffee. I'm just really, really proud of you that you are taking some time to dive into God's Word with us today, because we're working on a mission, and that is change our hearts so that we change the public square. There's 8 million of us that live in Washington State, and we know this. If we get revival starting in our hearts, and that begins to change and infiltrate every aspect of our lives, then all of a sudden, we are going to see policy that changes, leadership that changes, the public square is going to change. Everything about our life will begin to change as we allow God's word to change us from the inside out. So I'm glad that you're participating as we get into God's word. If a couple announcements for you. If you are enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender app into the huddle. Again, that helps us fulfill our goal of that heart change that we're looking for. Number two, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you very much. Your generosity helps us do resources like this, our prayer tours in Olympia, the 400 or 500 bills that we've commented on this legislative session, and so much more as we really work at defending and advancing biblical values in the public square. And finally, I have an important date that's coming up. On April 18th, we are going to have a night in Bellevue called Saving the American Family. And this is going to be a great night with the Heritage Foundation. Ari Hoffman's going to be there. We're going to have myself speaking. We also are going to have Brandy Cruz speaking. There's going to be a number of us coming together and saying, let's talk about the American family and how do we save it. So go to fpiw.org. Seating is fairly limited and it will fill up quickly. So you can buy a whole table. You can buy your seat there. We are excited to have you on that night. And we look forward to seeing you hopefully before then, right? At the prayer tour in Olympia or what have you. So let's dive into the series, Israel, the Church, and God's Sovereignty. And today, the title of the devotion is, Has God's Word Failed? Think about that for a moment. Have you ever felt like God's Word may have failed? Well, let's see what Paul has to say. But it is not as though the word of God has failed, for they are not all Israel who are descended from Israel, nor are they all children because they are Abraham's descendants. But through Isaac, your descendants will be named. Romans chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. So in this verse, Paul answers a painful question. And if so many Israelites have rejected Christ, has God's word to his chosen people failed? It's a great question. You know, we look at it and we know that he's going to talk about the partial blinding of the Jews as the time of the Gentiles comes in. We're going to see that in Romans chapter 11. But he's insisting the answer is no, God's word has not failed. See, God's promises still stand, but not all who are physically Israel belong to the true Israel who believe. Remember, Paul believes in a remnant. So we'll go through that in just a moment. So our question today is, where in your life do you quietly wonder, did God's word fail here? And I want you to think about that, because we can all have that in our hearts and our minds at times where we begin to think, oh, God didn't come through on his promise. God didn't move forward. That didn't turn out the way that I thought it should have turned out. Whatever it might be, a disappointment, a frustration, it took longer. And you're thinking God's word has failed. So we're going to read a scripture out of Isaiah. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bear and sprout and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. says the Lord. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. Isaiah 55, verses 10 through 11. So let's break this down a little bit. He uses the idea as rain coming down and snow coming down and watering the land. That ecosystem that we have where precipitation comes down, it does its job, goes into the rivers, and then humidity goes back up and refeeds it, right? It's a beautiful system that God created, and we see it live each and every day, especially if we're in the Seattle area, right? We see those rains oftentimes. So he says, does it accomplish, you know, what it's supposed to? Seed for the sower. And he says, just like rain or snow accomplish their goal, my word accomplishes its goal. It will not return to me empty without accomplishing what I desire and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it. So let's break this down. God's word is purposeful. Every promise, every command, every warning is sent to do something specific in hearts, families, churches, and nations. And God's word is effective. So God's word is purposeful, like rain, and it's effective. It shall not return void. It always succeeds in accomplishing God's intentions, even when we cannot see the full results yet. So let's ask this question. Has God's word failed? Nope. It will not return to God empty. So I fully recognize we live in Washington State. We live in a one-party system, and the progressive left seem to be winning right now, right? I mean, these ideas that boys can be girls and girls can be boys, and the idea that, you know, biological girls can't have their own sport anymore, that boys have to be able or allowed to participate in those sports. These ideas that, you know, we can just keep on taxing and taxing and taxing and taxing and people are going to stay in our state and that it's not going to harm the family. Or the idea that regulations just, you know, they don't matter. They don't drive up the price of housing or the price of gas or the price of food. You know, these regulations and overregulations don't have an effect. And so we see this concept happening all across Washington State. And sometimes we can think, does God even see us and even care? Does God care about what that rain coming down on Washington State? Can revival happen in the church once again in Washington State, where the church gets back to the word of God and is transformed from the inside out? Can a great awakening happen where there's people that come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ? Can that awakening happen in Olympia? Could Bob Ferguson get saved? Could we have our executive branch, our judicial system, come back into alignment with true blind justice that treats everyone freely and fairly and equally, an equal application of the laws? Is that even possible? Will God's word return to him empty? So let's remember some things about God's word. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And I just say this over Washington State. God's word, Washington State is going to be a place where God's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We are no longer going to grope in the darkness and stumble around and try to find our ways, because we are going to allow God's truth and God's righteousness and God's holiness to direct our paths. For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of the soul and spirit. So God's word comes in and divides that line between soul and spirit. I've written a lot on these two topics, soul and spirit. If you want to go check it out, a lot of it's on the FPIW website. And so it says that God's word can do this. God's word is living and it's active. Now think about that. God's word is sharper than any two-edged sword. It pierces the division of the soul and spirit. So when we look at these living word of God, it's not a dead word or an inactive word. It's not static information, but does the things that God has intended it to do. And do you have a conviction that you are strategically placed in 2026, right where you're supposed to be, for such a time as this, to go in and take the good news of Jesus Christ. Not a dead word that says obey this law or that law or do this or that, but a living word that says he who the Son has set free is free indeed. Not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord, that you begin to warn and give life everywhere you go, and you start bringing hope back again, not hope in our government or hope in our education system, but hope in the living God who's going to transform our government and transform our education system. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, meaning it can pierce our outward behavior and pull down our religious appearances to the deepest parts of who we are. God's word is so powerful to remove the facade of being religious. You don't need to walk into your workplace today feeling like you have to be religious. You can walk in there knowing that you are a child of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, that you get to bask in the presence of God and to behold his beauty today, to know that he is altering your mind to speak truth, to do it clearly and powerfully so that people's lives are changed. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart, exposing sin, hypocrisy, and unbelief, but also revealing genuine faith and obedience. That's what the word of God does. So has God's word failed? Nope. It will accomplish what God desires. All scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequately equipped for every good work. God is going to teach you his word today. He's going to reprove you and correct you and train you in righteousness. And you may be thinking, why? Why would God do that? I don't want to be corrected by God. I don't want to be reproved by God. I don't want to be trained by God. Oh, there's something inside of you. If you are a born again believer, that you have been bought with the price of Jesus Christ, then his word, his teaching, the Holy Spirit's going to come in and teach you all of these things. You need to stand with great boldness today in God's righteousness. Understand that his righteousness is so powerfully moving through you because he wants you adequately equipped for every single good work that you're going to do today. You are going to be a truth teller today. You are not going to be afraid today. Fear has no place in your day. You have been set free to speak, to stand, to not placate the lies that are around us. You are a child of God. Has God's word failed? Nope. It succeeds in the matter for which it is sent. Sanctify them in truth. Your word is truth. God is going to do a sanctifying work in you today. Now think about that for a moment. He is setting you apart for his purpose. Remember, we've talked about the idea of sanctified many times, where it's actually operating in the true purpose that you are created to be and to do. Your divine mission is going to happen today. You are a child of God. You are brand new. You're not going to worry about not sinning today because you're going to be so focused on walking in truth today and righteousness today and newness of life. God is going to use you mightily. He's going to speak through you like never before. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me, Jesus says. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. Get this, you are going to be a preserving factor today. And God's word, like that rain going to bear seed, is not going to return void. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are not going to be trampled underfoot by men today. You are not going to be thrown out today. You are a preserving factor of truth in the public square today, and God wants to use you mightily for this day. Do not hinder the work of the Holy Spirit inside of you by suppressing it, by virtue signaling, by wanting everyone to like you, by saying the things that are popular. Say the things that glorify and honor God today. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, nor does anyone light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. As you step across that threshold of the public square today, where you get out of your automobile and into your workplace, your light is going to shine very, very bright today. You're not going to repeat the lies that our culture tells us to repeat. You are not going to give in to the very things of this world. You are going to stand firm knowing that God has begun a work in you through the power of His Holy Spirit to transform you from the inside out. You are brand new. You are brand new. God loves you. He cares for you. And there is hope building up in your heart today to walk in that newness of life. So what's our application? You may be persecuted today. It doesn't change your saltiness. You may be put down today, belittled today, made fun of today, and yet you're still the light of the world. God's word will accomplish its work today. So go through this day very encouraged, very aware of the presence of the Holy Spirit inside of you, going before you, surrounding you. Let the words of your mouth and the meditations of your heart be acceptable in the sight of God. You let him just use you mightily today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And God, just like your word has not returned void over Israel, God, your word has not returned void over your church, over your bride, over Washington State. God, we do pray for Bob Ferguson, Governor Bob Ferguson, to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ today. We pray that he would bow his knee before you and that he would know you in a deep and intimate way. God, we lift up our co-workers to you today. Would you give us divine favor to speak into their hearts and into their mind that they may know you and the power of your resurrection? Make us vessels that bring your Holy Spirit to the lost, to the hurting, to the down, to the outcast, that speak your word today in boldness and courage. Remove every lie from our lips and let truth prevail today. Let this be a time, a place, a season where you separate our soul from our spirit so that we know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And then allow that Holy Spirit to flow into our soul, our mind, our emotions, our desires, every part of our inner being. God, we love you. We're committed to you. We serve you today. Open our eyes that we may see those in need around us today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.